that's been the weirdest shift to me for the last year and a half, is I used to post every day.
Shift. He said shift, not
it's also been the bad weirdest word.
I'm gonna have to bleep that out.
Sorry, this is a Christian podcast.
Did you forget our brand?
I'm done. I'm out.
Welcome to Laundry Day, the podcast where I talk to you until I switch over my clothes to the dryer. Yes, I needed to create a podcast to tackle the mountain of laundry I've concealed in my closet. Sit back, maybe grab your own socks, and start folding. Laundry Day is a podcast where we talk a little bit about everything. Food, movies, products, pop culture, and even a little tea, or as I like to call it, dirty laundry. These are my favorite moments from the entire show. I'm going to tell you a funny story. I was fueling up at the gas station the other day, which, by the way, was close to impossible because my city was affected by the gas shortage. When I finally found gas, I sat there and looked around. I read a sign for the first time that I have never read before. It read, "Warning, do not get back in your vehicle while refueling. Re-entry could cause static electricity buildup. Discharge static electricity before fueling by touching a metal surface away from the nozzle." I thought nothing about it. I was just like looking around. I was just reading it because of boredom, like when you're on the toilet and you read the back of the shampoo bottle, just looking around. I then went into the grocery store to pick up groceries. I kid you not, everything I touched shocked me. Everything, every single thing I touched shocked me. Electric shocked me. The sign flashed through my mind, but I thought, there's no way. There's no way. I've never even seen that sign before. There's no way that that's happening to me. This went on for about an hour before I was so worn out. I was so worn out from being shocked so badly that I had to leave. I couldn't even run back to grab the asparagus that I needed because when I tell you, literally everything I touched shocked me. Let's do a little girl talk segment. Skip ahead if you're not interested or you don't like my girl talk segments because they're just too much. TMI, the TMI segment. Funny story. My mom recently yelled at me on the phone. I'm not meaning like, "Oh, Drew, why'd you do that?" Like yelling, full-blown yelling at me. I need to take a moment because when I tell you what it's about, you're going to be very confused. Somehow we got on the topic of undies and I told her that I sleep in my thongs. She was mortified that anyone would ever do that to their flora, to their comfortability. She just could not believe it. She could not believe that I sleep in a thong. She literally yelled like I was her teenage daughter and forbade me to ever do it again. She told me I cannot ever do this again. I'm going to be honest. I've done this for so many years, it's not even funny. Like, I've literally done it for so many years. But here's why. I had to tell her because I was so embarrassed. Like, I don't think about what people sleep in. But anyway, I had to tell her my reasoning. And none of you are going to believe me on this. You're not going to believe that this is why. Okay, so the real story is, and I told her this, that I do not fart during the day. I never fart during the day, ever. So at night, I assume that my body has to let loose. Assuming, meaning my husband told me that that's what happens. So thongs are fart silencers. If you wear a thong, your farts are silent. If you don't wear a thong, I don't know what. I don't know what. Classic fart silencer. So I told my mom in an attempt to keep my marriage somewhat cute that that was my reasoning. She told me never to share this with anyone, but here we are. Hi, Mom. I'm sharing this. So I've talked about my mother on my podcast a bunch of times, but I'm going to expose her a little bit this week. My mom does a lot of things that bother me, and she isn't here to defend herself, which makes this the perfect time to bring them up. Hi, Mom, if you're listening. The first thing that I cannot stand is that she... I need to brace myself for this because this is really bringing up some trauma. I'm going to see my therapist on Monday and we're supposed to talk about families. So I figured I would warm up here on the podcast, on the potty, if you will. The first thing I cannot stand is that she responds to my text with a thumbs up emoji. What the heck is wrong with her? That is so passive aggressive. I cannot stand that. If you're a mom listening and you're like, "What? The thumbs up emoji's out?" Yes, that's passive aggressive. I'll be like, "Hey, Mom, here's my new song." I'm all excited, waiting. Thumbs up. "Hey, Mom, look at this new thing I bought." Thumbs up. "Hey, Mom, I'm on the way to the hospital. I chopped my hand off." Thumbs up. I don't like it. I do not like that. The next thing she does is text me every time I cuss or wear something even slightly revealing. So she's going to love here. I'm going to slide over my computer for those who are watching on YouTube. She's going to love this little number that I've got on here. I'm 24. I've lived on my own since 19. And she says, love your new cover. I love your new cover song, your new YouTube video. But you know how I feel about the F word. You know how I feel about the F word. Yeah, I do. You know what? I'm really glad that you pointed that out, because I do know how you feel about the F word. But it's weird. I don't remember if I asked you, Mom. I just don't remember asking you. This would be the perfect time to just send the thumbs up. This is the time, Mom, where you can just send the thumbs up emoji. Or she'll do it indirectly. She'll be like, I just don't know why girls think they need to dress so sexy to be successful. The girls are me that she's talking about. The girls are me. Mom, just say me. Just say, I don't know why you think. I love you, Mom. I really love you. I want to talk about aging. As I've hit my mid-20s, I have really started getting uninterested in clothes that are uncomfortable. I used to wear tight low-rise jeans with a crop top, entire stomachs greeting you, high heels, and a super tight ponytail. But nowadays, I'm lucky to spend a whole day in my baggy mom jeans. Something just happens and you become a lot less interested in looking good or being uncomfortable just to look good. I still care about the way that I look. I just don't care about it enough to be uncomfortable as long. This has gotten so bad that when my favorite black slip-ons started breaking at the seams, I went to replace them and came home with Dr. Scholl's. This is so not sponsored. It's just true. The thing is, though, Dr. Scholl's look exactly the same. They're faux leather slip-ons with, they're like black faux leather, kind of like a snakeskin look with a white sole, but they have better foot support. I am not going to apologize for being so supported. I'd like to thank my supporters, Dr. Scholl's. Moving on, you guys know I love a good list. This is a list of things to call your boobies. We've got the classics. We've got breasts, jugs, cans, knockers, bongos. Okay, bongos is getting less classic. Like, okay. Blorps. I love that one. The twins. Chebs. Ew, I don't like that one. Chubby chest cheeks. Okay. Cha-cha bingos. Okay. Who wrote this? Who wrote this? Flabbergasters. Oh, my flabbergaster. Double lattes. I love that. My double lattes. That's funny. The Golden Globes. Okay. Go off. Golden Globes. The Nunga Nungas. We've got the headlamps. Okay. The Hindenburgs. Okay, this, what is this? Okay, we're carrying on. Wait, one more. Pinch pots. Recently, I was with a friend, and they were trying to show me a picture of the guy they're talking to, and I've talked to for like 5 years. So that's like 5 years of memories. It took her like 10 minutes to find a good photo. I'm like, oh, let me see. I want to see the guy you're talking to. I feel like I can't remember what he looks like. Whatever. We live in different states. And so it took her like 5 minutes to find a good photo. And it reminded me of back when we all used to like date guys, especially before social media was so crucial. Like you could just find people. And before it was so artsy. Because guys, when I started out on social media, it was not artsy. You just uploaded like, I don't know. Well, it was artsy. We used really, really bad editing apps, but not artsy like it is today. Okay. So anyway, I'm getting off track. So it wasn't artsy. It wasn't whatever. And we would go to show our friends a picture and be like, let me show you a picture of him. He like never posts photos of himself, which is fine. I'm not like that into guys who take selfies. I mean, yeah, there's a family photo, but I feel like he was just like goofing around, so I won't like show you. Yeah, I mean, it's the photo his mom sent out to everyone they know, but it was just like a joke. Like, you have to know him. It was just like a joke. Oh, you want to see a picture of him and me? Here's this like kissing. Zooms in on just me, like just the part of me that's showing. Oh, and here's a picture of him as a baby. So you can just imagine how cute he turned out. Oh, look at this baby picture. You can imagine how cute he turned out. Oh, you want me to just send you his Facebook? Like, you want to see, like, his whole face? You just want... Oh, it's just, like, an old account. And he's way more of like an in-person kind of guy. He's more in person. Like he's not one of those like photograph kind of people. I'll find one. No, see, like right there. His left leg. That's his leg. He's just so cute. Look at that. That one's his leg. That's cute, right? Anyway, I gotta go. My phone's gonna die. I need to go plug my phone in. Yeah. We've all been there. That was such a long bit just to get the point across that so many guys take such bad photos of themselves that we're like, there's no photos. I can't locate one. Can we please talk about new relationships? We all have that one dear friend who's in a new relationship and they immediately think that they're a veteran of the sport. They hit you with that, our relationship is so strong. We really have the teamwork thing down. I'm sorry, babe, but if you and your boyfriend don't want to shove each other's head in your expensive Cuisinart juicer, you just aren't there yet. Or they start really playing up their comfortability with their month-long boyfriend by saying things like, we burp in front of each other and he's so annoying. Like, I feel like we've known each other for so long. I'm sorry, that's cute. But I put my husband's dirty underwear up to my face to smell so if I know if it's clean or needs to be washed. If you aren't doing the old sniff and repeat, we cannot be talking about this. We cannot. I mean, I literally have mysterious body problems and have had to have my husband pull out his non-existing MD and check out what I've got going on down there. My favorite is when they start playing up how they love his mom, who they met over FaceTime after 6 margaritas. Until your mother-in-law has rearranged your entire Tupperware cabinet, stayed at your house for 2 weeks, and driven you to the vet because you couldn't see past your tears over your own dog that you're obsessed with, you don't love Melissa. I love his mom. No, you don't. Y'all have DM'd me asking me to open up more about my career, so I guess I'll start at the X Factor and tell you a few secrets. Okay, this one I debated putting on here because I truly don't know if I'm allowed to tell this story, but I'm going to. I hope I can't get in trouble. I don't think I can. This is a decade ago. I was on the X Factor a decade ago. One of the people, I won't even say who it is just in case I can get in trouble. One of the people that worked on the show, who I was friends with, and me, there were some divas. There were some divas that were around and we wanted to play a little prank. So we went to the health food store. We got this like healthy fudge that had nuts in it and we rolled it into the shape of a turd. It looked for real. And we made it the size of like a human turd. Sorry, guys. I'm so sorry that you have to hear the story. But we did that and we stuck it in the elevator that everyone had to take. And we thought it would just be funny because we knew that the next person that was going to go down it was someone who's sort of a diva and they would probably freak out and it would be funny. Anyway, the health department had to be called because they thought it was real. And the health department just, I swear they just picked it up, sterilized the thing, and they thought it was real too. And I've taken it. I thought I would take it to my grave. I really don't think I've ever told anyone that story, but it was me. It was me. It was I who played the prank. Let's talk about relatable things people do but never really talk about. So this list is kind of weird, like most of my segments here on the show. Up first is when I'm looking for something I can't find, I grab onto my chest and I swear it adds like a signal booster. It adds a signal booster, that good booby Wi-Fi, and I can find what I'm looking for. You know, you ever just, where is that? So I don't know. It's something relatable. I know someone else out there has done that. This one is so bad, but coughing when your poop hits the water so no one hears it. Don't lie. I know you've done it where you cough or like right when it's about to hit the water just so like somebody in the bathroom can't hear it or somebody outside of the bathroom can't hear it. Having an imaginary argument in the shower and planning out the things you would say. I do this all the time and it always sounds so good, but I never utilize it in real life. This one might be my own intrusive thoughts, but imagining just like steering off the road really fast when I'm driving. Like I'm just like what if I, what would it be weird if I was just like, arr! Like I literally do that all the time. I don't know. Like I said, it could be my own intrusive thoughts. Putting your hand in your pants when you're relaxed or sleeping. I've always done this. I used to do it all the time. Like when I would sleep, when I was on tour or whatever, I try not to do it in front of people because I think it's kind of weird, but everybody does it. Don't lie. You've done it. You do it. It's comfortable. It's relaxing. It's comforting. Pretending to look into the store you're walking in, but really you're just looking at your own reflection. Don't lie. Do not lie. When girls take showers, this one's oddly specific, but every girl, you know, with long hair knows the struggle with this. When girls take showers, their hair falls down into the little booty, and you have to remember to like get rid of it. You got to get rid of all that. Like a lot of hairs fall out when you take a shower, and they collect in your booty. Checking the mailbox and being disappointed when there's no special mail or packages, even though you weren't expecting anything. Like you weren't even expecting a package, but when you open it, you're like, oh, there's nothing there. Lastly, imagining something falling onto someone's head. Again, this could be my own intrusive thoughts, but I swear other people do this. Imagining something like falling onto someone's head, like the fan, like you see it above somebody and you're like, what if that just, I don't know. Maybe this segment needs to be cut out. That's enough of all that. If you guys haven't yet, don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button to be notified when the next episode drops. I post the podcast every Tuesday and the video on YouTube comes out Wednesday. Feet pics. Feet pics. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're like, well, this is not appropriate and that is bad. That is bad stuff. Well, you're right. And that does not stop me. But this is the concept my friend and I came up with. So it's my gay best friend, happy pride, whatever. We're on the phone and he was like, why don't you sell pictures of your feet, like privately or whatever, and document the whole thing just in case you get exposed. Like people are like, oh my gosh, did you ever hear like Drew, she's been selling her feet online like all this time. So then when I get exposed, I'm like, gotcha. I release a documentary on how I funded my entire music career off of my feet alone. Like my feet pay for my entire career, millions of dollars just off of feet. And then when I get exposed, I'm like, guys, no, it's just this documentary I'm working on. You see? Then it's less taboo, right? Because it was a business model, huh? Uh-huh. So the reason we got into this, though, is because I had a sort of recent discovery in the last like couple years. I found out that I am a star on WikiFeet. And this is not sponsored by WikiFeet. Although, I mean, if they do sponsorships, like, hey, yeah, I'm a star. Moving on, you know I love a good list. So here is a list of things that I found on Twitter that apparently white people love to say. As a fellow white person, I want to rename this things that my parents love to say. Things that my parents and my in-laws and everyone's parents that I've ever met love to say. Oh, man, these are so funny. I don't even know how I'm going to get through this. I'm just going to read them the way that Twitter says them, which is what white people love to say. Okay. Okay, I'm going to try to get through. White people love saying, quote, while someone's not happy when they hear a child crying somewhere. Oh, it's so true. And I'm going to tell you each one that I'm guilty of. I've so said that. Oh, well, someone's not happy every when I hear a child crying in Target. White people love to say, we came at the right time when the line gets really long behind them in a restaurant. White people love saying, there's my cardio for the day after walking up a flight of stairs. I'm so guilty of this. I do that every time I do anything slightly strenuous on my body. I always say, oh, there's my cardio for the day. White people love saying, oh, these are dangerous after trying a new snack. White people love saying, quote, well, I loosened it up for you after asking someone to help open a jar and they open it with ease. I have said that without a doubt every time I've ever had someone open something for me that I couldn't get open. I'm like, well, I loosened it up for you. Why do we feel so unique saying that? Like, we always laugh when we say it to her, like, well, I loosened it up for you. White people love saying, oop, I got to scoop past you, or oop, can I sneak by you? As they walk by someone. It's so true. I do that every airplane I've ever been on. I say, oop, can I sneak by you? Can I sneak? Oop. It's always oop. Oop. Can I sneak by you? White people love to say, quote, see you next year when it's late December. Without a doubt, every December, that's all I be hearing. That is white people love saying, quote, that's just what the doctor ordered after taking the first sip. White people love saying, I'm a hugger. I'm a hugger. Every writing session I've ever done, I'm a hugger. White people love to say, going to feel that in the morning when someone gets hurt. Oh, they're going to feel that in the morning. White people love to say, quote, oh, I want to see that after every movie trailer. That's literally my mom. That's this one's so specific to my white mom. She every time we're at the movies, oh, I want to see that. Or if I tell her about something, oh, I want to see that. White people love saying knock, knock out loud instead of knocking. It's so true. Knock, knock. White people love to say, sheesh, it's a friggin' sauna in here when they walk into a hot room. See, this is why I changed it. This is why I changed it. I can't stop. Oh, God. Whew. I changed it to things people's parents say because I believe most people's parents say stuff like this. And I'm apparently with the parents. I'm with the rents. White people love to say, oh, big stretch after the dog stretches. That's not funny. If you don't say that, don't speak to me. If when you see a dog stretching, you don't go, oh, big stretch. I literally don't want to be your friend. So anyway, that one's a rite of passage to being my friend. You have to, that's the quiz. If anyone ever says, what's the rite of passage to being Drew Wren's friend? You have to say, oh, big stretch to a dog when you see it stretching. I pulled a rib this week. My in-laws got a pool and I was going ham with some goggles on. I was playing pool racquetball. I love swimming pools. My rib was pulled so bad that I had to go get it checked out. The first thing my doctor said to me was, you're not going to be 21 forever. 21. You're not going to be 24 forever. You really need to start working out. Like, okay, are you trying to say something, sir? Take me to dinner first. Like, okay. Okay, fine. That didn't even hurt my feelings. It's fine. I'm fine. I can't cry because it'll hurt my rib more. You can't tell me this next thing isn't relatable or true because I know it as a fact. You want to know an embarrassing moment you've probably had with yourself? When you're sad or in a fight with someone, but you're alone, either crying, speed texting, whatever. Whatever you do when you're sad and alone. You're upset, okay? Set the premise. You're crying, speed texting, you're angry, you're upset, you're sad, and you have to fart. Y'all know I love fart conversation. But you know when you're sitting there and you have to fart and for some reason farting in that moment is incredibly embarrassing just in front of yourself. No one's there and you're like, it would just be so weird to fart right now. I don't know if I can. It would just be weird. Would that be weird? Yeah. You've experienced it. Don't lie. So recently I was with some of my new friends and I immediately felt food poisoning coming on. Different than my normal thing, like really, like food poisoning happening in the moment. Mid-poker game, I'm a poker pro now. This story's never going to end. I need to stop with the segues. Mid-poker game, I had to announce that I needed to get up and ran to the restroom. It happened again 3 more times. I'm talking, we're in the middle of a hand. I knew I had the winning hand. So I'm like, hey guys, can we hurry up? I really have to go to the bathroom. I really have to go. No, I'm not bluffing. This is not like my poker tactic. I really have. Please, can we go? I need to get to. Please, let's go. I need to go. I'm like mouthing to my husband. Hurry the F up. I have to go. So anyway, it happened again 3 more times and I faced yet again the lack of privacy surrounding my bowels. Cute, right? Well, later on over drinks, one of my new friends who was there for that whole fiasco mentioned that she was having some stomach problems and that she knew she could be honest with me because apparently the first time that we hung out, I told her that I may have to go diarrhea after all the food, which made her so comfortable and she knew we'd end up becoming best friends. That's what she said. I don't even remember that I said it because like I told you, I'm just honest all the time. In order to get sponsorships, I need a certain amount of listeners per episode. I thought it would be fun to audition for sponsorships by showing off my ad skills. So I'm going to do that now. Let me get into the zone. First ad, and I made these up. They're very, very inspiring ads. This is the first one. When it comes to my body, I want to know what I'm putting in it. That's why I choose multi-purpose ointment, because my body is a wonderland. And yeah, I went to a John Mayer concert 9 years ago and got asked to leave by the bouncer for sneaking in Jell-O shots in my purse. I am unique. And fearless, and sometimes a little stupid. which is why I ointment. And scene. What do you think? Is that good? Okay, I've got a few more. I've got a few more voices I can pull out. If you're listening and you want me to do a little sponsorship, let me know. All right, this is the next one. Do not use vitamin D if you have certain medical conditions. Vitamin D may cause symptoms such as burning, itching, discoloration of the tongue, blurred vision, or divorce. Call your doctor to find out if you can use vitamin C today. I think I could do that one a little better. I need to practice that one. It's hard to talk so fast. I need a longer list of side effects. Are you tired of paying your chiropractor too much money? Have you been in a motorized vehicle accident in the last 12 months? Call today for your free consultation to see if you qualify for extended legal representation. Stop waiting around. Call 1-800-I-REP-U. That's 1-800-I-REP-U now. Here's my plan, my career game plan. I would like to make some money first, before getting canceled. But once I hit a certain threshold financially, I am absolutely totally fine for you guys to come up with something, like conjure something up and cancel me and let me be free. Me, my money, and my dog. Free.
Up next, we have a couple bloopers. This is not all of them.
I haven't always had the luxury of being private and reserved about the topic. I'm quitting. I am quitting. My first language is not language. Or English, apparently. I've toured. I'm going to stop reading because I can't read either. I don't know what's going on with me. To me? Oh, my goodness. Am I okay? The hypochondria is kicking in. Is this a stroke? I don't know. Of Worcestershire. Worcestershire. How do you say it? Worcestershire? Sorry, let me try again. Worcestershire. I'm not trying to be funny. I can't. Worcestershire. Is it Worcestershire? I know there's like a shire. Worcestershire.
And we can't forget the special guest who made the show possible. You guys and our guests are the reason that the show continues going on. I am so blessed to be surrounded by amazing, inspirational people. So thank you.
I was thinking about it when I created this little scripty script. Huh. We've gone a lot of places together.
Mm-hmm.
We've done two tours. We did your tour, which mm-hmm. you should be so, so proud of that tour.
Thank you.
It was such a huge success, Socials tour.
It was.
And we also, Cody, we go so far back, we've swam with dolphins together.
Oh my God, I remember that. That was a pretty unique moment. I've never done that before. I totally forgot about that.
We got to experience that together. I think it's what like really makes us such good buddies.
Right. The one moment I remember of you is when we were in London and you were like cell phone booth and like you turned to your left and it's like the like red and like tall and like you go inside. I don't know why I was describing it, but I don't know.
If anyone wanted to know what it looks like.
That's like the one moment I always have in my head when like somebody says Drew Wren is just like you were like you were singing, you were recording something in there, like, and
I was singing in the phone booth.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Well, we don't have those. Maybe people in London who are listening right now are like, okay, a phone booth, but we don't have those like everywhere. Yeah. On the street. We did like some crazy stuff. We met this guy who led us into like the back of his restaurant and he cooked for us, like it was a Korean barbecue place.
Yeah.
And he cooked for us in the back of his restaurant. There was a karaoke machine. He set up the karaoke machine for us to be able to use. And we were there for, did we even sleep before the flight out back to America?
I don't even know. I can't even remember. I do remember me singing Boyfriend by Justin Bieber.
Oh yeah.
When we were doing the what's it called? Karaoke.
Karaoke. Not you panicking and picking Boyfriend by Justin Bieber. He's like, I don't know what song I need. Boyfriend.
Because like they didn't have like all the songs that we could have choose from. Like there was like a book that you had to choose from. And I saw Boyfriend. I was like, if I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. Like,
hey, If you have any stories that you remember, feel free to share, but I have none.
Well, actually, I wore this sweater because of a story, because the best time to wear a striped sweater
is all the time you're skipping ahead. My last question for you, my surprise question, was going to be a very serious one. And about it's okay if you don't want to answer, but when is the best time to wear a striped sweater? That was going to be my question.
The best time to wear a striped sweater is all the time. One with a collar, turtleneck. I was going to wear a turtleneck too, but I didn't. That's the kind. Because when you're wearing.
If there was one thing that you could have told your former self, what would it be? Now that you've had all this success and you've released music that you're truly in love with and so proud of, what would you tell your former self?
Chill the f*** out. What's 100%. Yours?
Oh, if I were to tell my former self something, probably also to chill the f*** out.
I don't know if you know this, but you have well over 1 billion views on your YouTube channel.
Recently had to go over that for a project that I can't say. So yes, but it blew my mind.
Who has that? I mean, you guys are y'all are ancient on YouTube. You're like one of the first 3 people, like musical people that was ever on YouTube.
This is true.
Seriously, is true. Like when YouTube was invented, Cimarelli was invented, and you almost have 2 billion. I want to say 2 billion because you're like halfway there to Thanks. 2 billion.
We'll just say 2 billion.
And you're also known as a successful solo artist.
Oh, thank you.
From the hit group, I want to introduce you all to Lisa Cimarelli.
Hello. Thanks for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, my God, a burp. Oh, it's not coming out. Oh my gosh, my left butt cheek's getting really sore. Pregnant life.
Okay, next word, crazy.
You drive me crazy. I just can't sleep. Wait, no. Sleep. Oh my gosh. I just need somebody to love. I don't need too much. Just somebody to love. Somebody to love, Justin Bieber. I want you to be mine again, baby. Hey. I mean, my first trimester, I really craved salads. But second one, it was all downhill.
Mm.
Whew.
I've never craved a salad.
This week's special guest is the one, the only, Kings.
Hi!
Kings is a Nashville pop artist. You might recognize her bright yellow hair with 4.7 million followers on TikTok. All right, I like to ask my guests random questions too, not just career ones. So what is your biggest fear?
Oh, dude, I think all of my friends know I am terrified of bugs. And there was one in my car on the way here. I'm not even kidding.
What do you do when you're driving and you see a bug?
I don't know. I was on 65 South and I was like, what do I do? So I just, luckily he was on the window. So I just like, and he went out. And
the whole car away.
I was like, when did you get in here? You're not welcome. But the thing is, I've gotten actually pretty good about it. I used to like not be able to kill bugs. Like it would take me hours of like, I got this.
I still like that about certain bugs. Right. Slugs, to be clear.
Oh my.
The worst.
I don't need. Why do those exist? Like, actually.
They have no real functions, I don't think. Maybe they do. I'm not a scientist, but.
I mean, we're hating on bugs, and it's okay, because they don't like us either.
And bugs don't typically watch my podcast. At least my analytics say, like, bugs not there.
It's like women. 5% arachnids. No.
This week's guest is a beautiful mommy with a quickly growing Instagram following of almost 30,000 followers, some real videos with many millions of views, and a new company called Good Mom. Try to swallow and breathe at the same time. You can't do it, but babies can until they're about 7 months old. Is that fact or fiction?
I'm trying to do it.
We can't do it for sure, but apparently babies can until they're 7 months old.
I don't think so. Maybe. Oh my God. I'm going to say no.
It says that it's a fact, but this isn't backed up with any information, so I have no idea.
Maybe. I mean, they breathe while they're, like, breastfeeding or bottle nursing? Feeding. So, I don't know. That's weird. I never thought about it.
Next fact. Babies' kneecaps don't form until they're about 6 months old. That means your newborn doesn't have kneecaps. Fact or fiction?
That is true. They don't. Have yes. kneecaps until, what did you say, like 2, I think, or I don't know if you said that
they don't have kneecaps until they're 6 months old. Yeah.
Oh yes. And I know that they can't jump
until they're two because they don't, like, their kneecaps didn't develop or something like that. Like, babies can't jump until they're two. Yeah, like, they well, just can't.
They don't need, they have no business jumping. No, there's no reason that anyone needs to be jumping before they're two. Ladies, I want to know everything. Tell me first off, though, how did you meet?
We go way, way, way back to first grade. Mm-hmm. I had a crush on her brother. So our moms became friends.
I always tell her never, like, we're done with that story. Like, it's that's
funny,
good.
Though.
I don't know the story.
No, that's I know, how but, we like, became just friends. Just say first grade and be done. You don't have to be like, I had a crush on her brother. It's just, like, awkward. Well, like,
she has a really long second toe.
That's her hidden talent?
That's a I don't talent. Know. I know it's not a talent, but it's like a... I don't know. What she has an interesting toe.
What is
it's,
yours?
I do, and I love
it's
it.
It's so interesting. It's like, it's
let me zoom see this
in.
Toe.
Zoom in, baby. It means like, it just means good things. Look it up.
Look it up. Mine looks the same like that. I don't know it about does? All that. Yeah. I'm not gonna like, no, we can't like just, me, we can't give the foot people free foot content for free.
That's so
we
true.
Can't
please
all show
pay.
Our foot.
Send yes.
Don't be
pay.
Weird.
Seriously. I would say hers is can drink coffee the whole day without food.
What?
That's like a talent. Like, I could never do that.
I just love coffee.
No, I kid you not. She won't eat the entire day. The next morning, she's like, oh, I didn't eat all
that
day.
That sounds
I just had
really
coffee.
Bad. That's
I
know, happened like one time.
I know coffee is supposed to like, it does curb your hunger, but it also makes you go to the bathroom, which
oh
should make
God.
You hungry.
She's on the toilet all the time.
Dude. It just feels really good.
Oh my gosh.
This week's special guest is someone I just know you all will find super interesting. Her name is Marissa Mize. If that name is starting to sound familiar, it may be because you read an article on Inside Edition, BuzzFeed, Newsweek, or some other mainstream press about her. You might still be thinking, no, that's not it. Maybe you're one of the 14 million viewers of a video posted by a fellow TikToker named Drew, who posted a viral video looking for Marissa, but we'll get to that later. So Marissa is a bit of an internet sensation. A fellow TikToker, Drew, like I said earlier, posted a video trying to track down someone named Marissa, a complete stranger, just to let her know what he had overheard her, like, quote, friends saying behind her back. So walk me through. He walks by your friends saying what?
He walked by these two girls, and he literally overheard them saying, well, if we do it that weekend, we don't have to invite her because she'll be out of town. And he was on his lunch break, actually, and he was like, oh, well, I just started my lunch break, like, I have nothing to do. So he literally followed them for a few blocks, just trailing behind him, because he was just like, I'm interested, and this is New York, and you just kind of, like, do that? I don't know. And, and yeah, from what, yeah, literally, and, like, from what I heard, yeah, then after that, he was like, oh, he just trailed off and took a right into the park and then made that TikTok video.
That is actually crazy. I saw the video before they tracked down who the Marissa was. I didn't even put together that it was going to be you. And then when I saw it was you, I was like, huh? What's happening? A lot of things are happening right now. Right. So he says this. He, like, this is the quote. He said, I hate to be the one to stick my nose where it doesn't belong, but if your name is Marissa, please listen up. I just walked by your friends, and I need to tell you the weekend you're away is not the only time they could do their birthday party. They're choosing to do it that weekend you're away, and you need to know. TikTok, help me find Marissa. I know you can't say anything bad about them, but I can. So if y'all are listening, you're really bad friends. You ran your mouth. And I hope that this taught you a very valuable lesson. I hope it also assured you that you cannot dull another girl's sparkle, her light, just to validate your own light. The second you decided you wanted Marissa to A, either be a different person so she'd make you look better, or B, to just not have her around, is the second you made a huge mistake. You're not a true friend, and I said it. She's not going to say it because she's a good person, and I am lowering my standard of being a good person just to say it. Well, how long have you been singing for?
I've been singing since I was little. I feel like that's just, like, the go-to answer for a lot of people I know, but, like, I really was the little kid that wouldn't shut up. Like, I just would not stop singing. I used to, like, sing my feelings to my parents. Like, yeah, it was a mess. But yeah, I've just kind of always been really musical. And then I started posting online in like 2008, 2009, started posting YouTube videos.
The best era, the best era.
I hate that's immortalized.
Happy 20th episode to everyone who's been here for this whole journey. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, do all of the things, and leave me a comment or a review letting me know what you want to see in the next 20 episodes. Thank you all so much for being a part of this journey with me. I'll see you in the next episode. Say one nice thing to one other person and make the world a better place. Bye.